Hey everyone, welcome back to GamerGirl44, the podcast. In today's episode, I will be talking about vulnerability, as you can tell from the title. A lot of times when speaking on issues about mental health, we always tell people to speak up and not bottle things up or suffer in silence, you know, be vulnerable. Which is okay, that's good advice, but we're never teaching people how to provide a conducive environment for people to be vulnerable in. Now, personally, I have a condition called oversharing, which means that even if the environment isn't conducive, I tend to share how I feel, good or bad, because that's how I am. I can't seem to shut up. But I can see how and why other people prefer to keep things to themselves, because people aren't good listeners, mostly. And also, a lot of people don't know the difference between encouraging someone and dismissing their feelings. Like, for example, there's this thing where someone will be crying or be visibly upset, and someone says, "You're too pretty to be crying." And I personally don't find such a statement helpful at all. You know, it might make you smile in that moment because they called you pretty, but it's actually damaging in the long run because you're telling someone that a person like them shouldn't be upset, has no right to be upset. And so what happens the next time they're upset? They either keep it to themselves or find unhealthy coping mechanisms, both of which can be very damaging. And I don't think people have bad intentions when they say stuff like this, but it really doesn't help either, you know? One response that I've personally faced multiple times is someone changing the subject after sharing how I feel. And it goes a little like this, usually. "Hey Sam, how are you feeling?" "Well, I've been feeling a little down, feeling quite lonely and unmotivated." "Oh, I'm sorry. What are you up to, though?" "We don't have to sit here and discuss my sadness, but, like, that sounds so insensitive, you know? It's like they asked out of formality and I couldn't read the room and I overshared and they couldn't care less, you know? That's how it always feels like to me." And I feel like people aren't always private by nature, but rather somewhere, somehow, they rewired themselves to keep things inside, either because people were dismissive of their feelings or because they didn't know how to react, the other people didn't know how to react, and it was just like super awkward or something. And like I said already, I tend to openly share how I feel. Anyone that knows me knows this, but even I have started to become wary of it because people's responses can make you feel worse, honestly. So I really hope that from now on, when we tell people to be vulnerable with their family and friends, whatever, we also teach people how to respond to those being vulnerable, and make sure that we are the kind of people that when someone shares how they're feeling, even if they don't feel better afterwards, at least they shouldn't feel worse. Listen to understand, not to reply. Don't share your story to prove that you have it worse than them. Don't offer unsolicited advice. At least ask first if they'd like advice. And please, for the love of God, don't go around telling people something that someone shared with you in confidence, even if it seems small to you. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. I hope this has been beneficial to you. Keeping this one short and sweet. Feel free to share this with a friend of a friend. And until next time, it's peace and love. Bye.